John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, October 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of text messages coming in. Downstate Kim. Gretchen Whitmer highlights a shirt at a rally. Make America, Detroit again. You know what? I actually would agree with that statement if you were to go back in time prior to 1960. Why do I say 1960? Prior to 1960, the state of Michigan was the ninth richest state in America. The city of Detroit was the third richest city in America. Then what happened? Well, the very lazy governor, George Romney, and the legislators agreed in 1963 to hold a constitutional convention regarding Michigan's state constitution. Get a Michigan state constitution, open the front cover, and see State of Michigan Constitution amended 1963. What happened at that convention that started the decline of the state of Michigan? Number one, they went from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature. Why? Because prior to 1963, the governor was responsible for the executive bureaucratic agencies and departments in Lansing. Liquor Control Commission, the DNR, the State Board of Education, everything fell under the purview of the executive branch. The governor would appoint replacements. If certain people who had been elected, resigned, died, the governor would appoint. The governor was in charge of appointing these bureaucratic agencies in Lansing, department heads. If you had a problem with one of these bureaucratic agencies or departments, you would contact the governor's office. The governor would then reach out, come to my office. I've got a complaint. You're not doing this, that, or whatever. This citizen of our state has complained to me. I want to know what the heck's going on. Get it done, get it resolved, or you're fired. Disciplined, whatever. Well, in 1963, Governor George Romney was a member of the Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield, Michigan. A very expensive membership, a very private golf course, and he wanted to play golf at his country club. He didn't want to be bothered with citizens' complaints about bureaucratic agencies and departments. Convinced and got into our state constitution a full-time legislature, adopting the rules for the House and the Senate that they would go from part-time to full-time. At the time, they were being paid $3,000 a year to be a state rep or a state senator. 2 years later, their salaries went up 400% to $12,000 a year. Over the years, it's gone up every single year. Now they're at, I believe, $72,000. Plus per diem, plus health care, plus. Now, the state representatives and the state senators are responsible for constituent services. That's what they call it. You got a problem with the Liquor Control Commission. You got a problem with the DNR, now called Eagle. Whatever it is that you have a problem with, you have to go to your state rep and you have to go to your state senator to have them approach these bureaucratic agencies and departments. There's only one problem. We have term limits up until 2022, until Proposal 1 passed 2 years ago. They were term limited out. They were term limited out where they, in the 1990s, went to 3 terms in the House, 2 terms in the Senate. Dave Ajima, Patrick Kobach, term limited out. Dave could only serve 6 years in the House. Kobach could only serve 8 years in the Senate. Well, now Proposal 1 has come, and they've changed it. Now it can be 12 and 12. 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate, 12 years of service in either chamber. Well, here is the problem. Bureaucratic agents are there forever. Unless the new governors come in and basically fire everybody and put their people in to these department heads. Do you know Rick Snyder didn't fire not one department head that Jennifer Granholm had running bureaucratic agencies, departments in our state? Why? Because Rick Snyder was a Democrat. Oh, he ran as a Republican. He got elected as a Republican, but he was a Democrat. And the other aspect of this that you have to understand, and why I'm bringing all this up, is that we went from the 9th richest state in America, Detroit, the 3rd richest city in America, to exactly the opposite. Last indicators, last studies, last things that I've researched and found, I think the most recent one was as of 2010, the year I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. Michigan became the 9th poorest state. Out of 50 states, we were 41st in state median income, assets, and being rich. The 9th poorest state in America. City of Detroit had declined to the 3rd poorest city. What happened between 1963 and 2010? The majority of it? Coleman A. Young. Democrat mayor of Detroit for all those years, catering to the unions, catering to all of the demands of the union bosses, the falling apart of the Detroit public schools, the decline of their neighborhoods, crime, murder. Remember, Detroit used to be the murder capital of the country. Notice they haven't used that term in a long time. When have we heard murder capital of the country? They don't talk about it anymore. The Democrat control of Wayne County and the city of Detroit led to the decline of Detroit. As a result, it has ripple effects across the entire state. The only reason most people born here in the state of Michigan stay here is two things. Our family roots, our families are here. As a group, we stay here. Families tend to stay together. The other reason, our natural beauty. The Great Lakes, surrounded by the biggest freshwater source in the world, is Michigan. Golf courses, inland lakes. I read a study once, a report a couple years ago. I'm trying to remember the numbers. Do you know you cannot go 3 miles in the state of Michigan without there being a lake or a river? Fresh water flowing through our entire state. Natural resources, natural beauty, family roots is basically what keeps us here. However, in 2010, we were the only state in America that lost population. The only state. And that was after 8 years of Jennifer Granholm. The declining population continued through until the next census came out in 2020. And what did they find in 2020? Supposedly, allegedly, we're maintaining, we're treading water. We didn't technically lose population, but yet we're still hovering around 10 million. This state, based on other states, and I'm not just talking about Florida or Texas, where they are free of unions, forced unionized labor, no state income taxes, lower property taxes. I'm not talking about those two states. But even comparing to other states, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, they are growing their population. We are still now hovering and treading water. Based on our geography, based on growth patterns in other states, on average for the last census from 2010 to 2020, they say we should be at 14 million people in Michigan. Basically 40% higher population than what we currently have. Why don't we have that? We're overtaxed, we're overregulated, and we are controlled by bureaucratic agencies and departments with regulations that are absolutely detrimental to growth in this state. The state is broken and it needs to be fixed. Hopefully we will elect the right governor in 2026. But we have to get past November 5th of this year. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Is in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Couple of comments during the break. Michigan began its decline when it started outsourcing automobile manufacturing. We were the automobile capital of the world. Then Canada, southern states started getting into manufacturing of our automobiles outside of Detroit. Why? Coleman A. Young. Democrat control of Wayne County, city of Detroit, basically driving regulations, taxation, poor services, poor infrastructure, high electricity costs because of the monopoly of electricity we have here in the state of Michigan. They found other states to go to. Dodge truck, Ford F-150s, now being manufactured in Mexico. Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail, and I totally believe he will do this when he's back in the Oval Office, he is going to put 100% tariffs on every vehicle made outside of the United States. If you want to bring those vehicles into our country and sell them here, you're going to be taxed at 100% at the border. In order to get your products into our country, you will pay in advance a 100% tariff on that vehicle. You want a Dodge Ram truck or Ford F-150? $60,000-$70,000 U.S. dollars is what these trucks are going for now. I can't even believe that, but that's what the stickers are. No problem. You made it in Mexico? Write a check out to the U.S. Treasury for $70,000, and we'll let you bring the truck into the country. We'll allow you to deliver it to the Ford dealership or the Dodge Ram truck dealership. No problem. You automobile manufacturers, Ford, Dodge, just write us a check for $70,000 and you can bring your truck in here and see if you can sell it. Well, if we got to pay you $70,000 to get it into the country and we got to sell it for $70,000, so you expect us to have to retail these trucks for $140,000? Yep. Or just bring your manufacturing plant back to the United States, you won't have to pay the tariff. Donald Trump's not playing games this time, folks. That's what the left is deathly afraid of. This guy has 4 years to implement the policies that he wants to implement to fix this country. And that's what they're deathly, deathly afraid of. And guess what? They should be. Because the man will do what he says he's going to do. And then there's something else. Who is his vice president going to be mentored by Donald Trump? Who will be sitting at his side when they implement these policies? When he sees the respect that Donald Trump gets when he goes to these foreign summits, J.D. Vance, Harvard-educated attorney, a great speaker, a great people person, has the grassroots of growing up in poverty, dysfunctional family, his mom addicted to drugs. Well, guess what? That means 8 years of J.D. Vance as president of the United States after 4 years of Donald Trump. They are deathly afraid of this presidency coming and the one that's coming after that for 8 years. The media and everybody is fighting it, tooth and nail. And guess what? They should be. Because he will make America great again. He will make Detroit great again. He will make Michigan great again because he will work with the next Republican governor in 2026. The Democrats are going to run three people for governor in 2026 midterm election. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Genesee County Democrat Sheriff Chris Swanson, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. Duggan, however you say his name. Those are going to be the three candidates on the primary ballot for governor in 2026, maybe even more. Republicans are going to have a couple of people running. It will be partisan. Democrats will stay on their side of the ballot to vote for their preferred candidate. Republicans will stay on their side. It will be a fair primary in 2026. Donald Trump will be involved as president of the United States as to who the Republican is going to be. And I believe we'll work hand in hand with him and J.D. Vance in fixing Michigan. Getting rid of the state income tax, getting rid of the electric monopoly, making us competitive with other states. When they do that, manufacturing will come back. Until we get back to being the automobile capital of the world, Michigan, we are not going to increase our population. We are not going to fix our economy. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and the next Republican governor will. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the